Well, hello, everybody. It's awesome. What a privilege to be speaking tonight here on Natalia's dedication. Hello to the family. Welcome here. Last week, I shared briefly what we've been talking about here, as Rob has mentioned, at West End Christian Community for the past few months, is we've been talking about spiritual maturity, how to reach that spiritual maturity, how to get stability in our spiritual lives. And we've been speaking about this for a while now, and I thought just to kind of maybe wrap things up a little bit, I'd give a testimony on just steps, growth spurts that God has brought me through in my spiritual walk, my spiritual journey. So last week I shared about the first step of my spiritual growth, which was my conversion. The title of this sermon is called The C's of My Spiritual Growth. C's meaning the letter C. What I shared about is that I had been a believer in God and a believer in Jesus my whole life. I had gone to church my whole life, but that never really made a huge difference in my heart and how I was living my life until my early 20s, when my life began to change. And my life began to change when I met Jesus. Not just the Jesus that we hear about all the time. I knew a lot about Jesus at that point in my life. But Jesus, who is the Christ. That is Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, the Anointed One, Jesus, the Messiah. This is the Jesus that I met. And that's actually when my life began. Not just Jesus being around my whole life, but actually meeting the Christ. And then I kind of paralleled that with Peter the Apostle when he met Jesus. But Jesus the Christ for the first time. And he confessed that Jesus was the Christ. And that's when his life began to change. Today, I want to share the second step in my spiritual walk with the Lord. After I decided to let me just think here for a second. Not to just be a believer in Jesus, but a follower of Jesus, a disciple. After I made that decision and God began to bring some real, lasting, permanent change in my heart, the next step in my spiritual journey was what I'd like to call commitment. After I had met the Lord Jesus, I really felt God was telling me to commit to a church body. At the time, I had been going to a church in Steinbach, kind of once in a while, whenever I felt like it, or whenever there was nothing better to do. And then I started coming here a little bit, now and then. But I had not really committed, planted my flag anywhere. I kind of liked the idea of just kind of going and sneaking out whenever I wanted to leave or whatever. But I really felt God was telling me to commit to a church body. And what I mean by that is a local expression, a local congregation, a local group of believers that get together to praise and seek the Lord. And that was really tough for me because at the time I was struggling with a lot of sin in my life. And I really felt like I couldn't go to church sometimes, because of just the sin. The sin was that was the enemy's way of keeping me away from fellowship. But I really felt that this was something that the Lord was asking me to do, and he was asking me to choose a church, not to just kind of float between the two, but to just really choose and just commit myself to one of these bodies. And what I mean by commitment, see, there's a lot of ways I think we can talk about commitment. There's a lot of different definitions of it. I'm not talking about attendance. I'm a university student. I can be in class all the time and not miss a class, and I can totally miss the point of what my teacher is saying. My head can be in the clouds. Even though I'm there, what God was asking me to do was to pledge myself to serving and to engage myself to the church body. That's what the Lord was asking me to do, not to just to show up, because that's what I had been doing my whole life, and it never made a change. It never made a difference in my life. So I decided to do it. I decided to commit myself to this church. And no matter what the cost was, no matter what that costed me, maybe I wouldn't be able to watch a football game the odd Sunday, because football is during church usually. But that was something that God was asking me to do, and I decided to do it. And wouldn't you know it, my life changed again even more. And to kind of illustrate the change that happened in my life, I just want to share some scriptures with you guys, just the New Testament, just to kind of parallel my life and what I was going through at that time with the church and the apostles. So if you'd open to your Bibles to Luke chapter 22, verse 19. If you don't have a Bible, just lift up your hands and our wonderful ushers will gladly bring one to you. You see, Jesus, throughout his ministry, he had a plan here. He had a mission, you could say. It was to build his church, build the foundation of his church, which was the 12 apostles. Jesus, throughout his ministry, gave a lot of examples about how he was building not just a bunch of individual spiritual lives, but one body, one church, not a bunch of churches, one church, one spiritual body. And I just want to share with you guys this one in the Gospels. There's a lot of examples of this, but this is the Last Supper. Jesus here is at the Last Supper, the last time he's going to eat with his disciples. And I find it so interesting what he says here. This is something that we all know. We all know this scripture. Luke chapter 22, verse 19 says this. And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And of course, he was talking about communion there. Do this in remembrance of me. And 2,000 years later, Christians are still doing this in remembrance of the Lord Jesus. That is eating the bread. No matter what the disputes are about the meaning of communion, nevertheless, Christians are all celebrating communion in remembrance of Jesus. But Jesus was not only talking about eating bread there. He was not just saying, "Do this in remembrance of me." He was saying, "Do this in remembrance of me." He was talking to the disciples here. Get together to remember me. He was establishing his church. And his church needed to get together. He needed to be committed to each other, to walking together. That's what he was talking about. Do this and do this in remembrance of me. If we fast forward a little bit, to the book of Acts. This is, Jesus has gone up to heaven here. And he's not around anymore. Physically. He's still around in spirit, of course. And I just found this fascinating. If you read chapter 1, maybe you guys can read it on your own. There is an incredible amount, actually chapter 1 and 2, of plural personal pronouns. We, them, their, they. A lot of plural verbs in the Greek here. The church was one body moving. The Holy Spirit came and there was not just a bunch of believers all over the place. There was one body moving. Jesus built his church. He went up to heaven. Now his church is one body and they're moving together. They're committed to one another. They're committed to the local congregation, the local expression of the body of Christ. And wouldn't you know it? This is when the church exploded in growth. Jesus, after he went back to be with the Father, the church was about 120, despite the fact that thousands upon thousands of people seen the most incredible things they've ever seen, the most incredible things that that humanity has ever seen. Jesus fed 5,000, and then he fed 4,000 just alone, just in those two miracles, and that's just counting the men, that's not counting the women and the children. Out of all the people that Jesus touched, only 120 after he was crucified actually were following him. But this group of believers, they were so devoted to gathering, to remembering the Lord. In Acts 2:42, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Just before that, Peter preaches at Pentecost. And that's when the Holy Spirit comes. And 3,000 people were added to the church that day. And then right after that, it says that they devoted themselves, that's the church, to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. I don't think it's haphazard that the church exploded at that point in the New Testament. They exploded because they were devoted to one another. They were That was the catalyst, you could say, maybe, to the church growing and exponentially. And that was what I experienced in my spiritual life. I had converted, God was changing my life, but as soon as I committed myself to a church body, I just started growing exponentially in my faith. The sin that I struggled with before, that I just couldn't seem to get a handle on, no matter how much I prayed and all that, as soon as I committed myself to a church and I started walking with the church and I started serving in the church, I was engaged. I wasn't just showing up. That's when God began to move again in my life, just like he was moving there with the new church. It says that in Acts 2:42 or Acts chapter 2 verse 43, everyone was filled with awe and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. God was moving because the church was gathering. And I believe that. I believe that that's how God grows his church. God doesn't build the church individually. Like we can't be Christians at home and grow exponentially. I believe that when we plug ourselves, when we weave ourselves to a church body, that's when we grow just by leaps and bounds in our faith. And I believe that's what God wants for his church. I believe he wants people to gather. I believe that that's how we work out the things that Jesus taught us. Love one another as I have loved you. Forgive one another. We do that, we practice these things by gathering, by committing ourselves to the church body. And I guess that's kind of just the gist of what I want to share here tonight. I guess just a question to ask ourselves maybe is, what is God speaking about commitment these days? To us as the church, globally, and to us as individuals, what is God speaking about commitment? I believe that the more we are devoted to one another, and the more we are devoted to God, I believe that that is the more the church will grow, and the more the kingdom of God will advance. I don't believe the kingdom of God advances when we watch a church at home on TV on a Sunday morning. I believe it's when we get together and we spur one another on towards love and good works, when we pray for one another, when we encourage one another, when we build each other up in love, when we submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. I believe that is when we grow as individuals, and that is when the church grows as a body. So that's kind of the question, is what is God speaking about commitment these days? The next time, I'm going to, I guess, the third installment here. This was all supposed to be one sermon, but it's ended up being three. The next time, I'm going to talk about consistency, just to kind of throw a little bit of a preview out there, and how once we've committed ourselves to following God and to serving in the church, how consistency starts being one of the things that we have to start working through in our faith. Thank you.